But I'm stuck in traffic behind all these red lights. So I call you up inside, 'cause I forgot the pumpkin pie. You say it's alright, we'll still have a wonderful night. Just take your time and slow it down. Let your heart hear the joyful sound. Back on the fire's bright, and the street is full of lights. But the family's coming, and there's so much to be done. So you call me up and say, could you hurry on your way? I say, hold on, tonight will be so much fun. Just take a breath and say a prayer. Before you know it, I'll be there. The reason why, because it's Christmas, our Savior's born tonight, it's Christmas.
Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Never has there been more evident, when God revealed to the world his plan to provide a way of salvation for all of mankind. The promise of the coming Savior runs through the scripture like a scarlet ribbon. And you will strike his heel. Some 300 predictions and promises are made in reference to the birth of the coming Messiah. In Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and call his name Emmanuel. In Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And down through the years, these predictions and promises continue to come. Promises of a Messiah who would bring salvation to the world.
Peace still to come.
Yes, these promises came true. In Luke 2, 1 through 20, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and wrapped him in a manger, placed him in a manger where there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. A crowded inn, a lowly stable, a sleeping city. Watching over their flock. Of the May promised Messiah has come.
Jesus Christ, his Lord, God's awesome will be done.
the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, became the babe in Bethlehem. God has given the greatest gift there ever was to all the world, and the gift of eternal life in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. God sent his Son into the world as a baby in a manger to become the sacrifice for all people of all ages and to be the atonement for our sin. He is God's hope for the world. Jesus Christ is the source of salvation for all people. He is the Savior, Christ, and Lord.
See a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise man revered when hope was born this night. Out upon a snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace. When hope was born this night.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, good will to all men. All of the world sing the chorus of joy, because hope was born this night.
I can hear the Christmas bells ring, as softly as the church choir sings. It's a song used to praise the ancient of days when hope was born this time. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born.
Thank you.
God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. The shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night.
Christmas, we are reminded that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and placed in the manger in the city of Bethlehem, but that was only the beginning. Our Bethlehem begins when Jesus Christ is born in our hearts, when we can hear that very same words that said so long ago, "Fear not, for unto born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Then our call and purpose in life becomes a call to fulfill His design for our lives. We are to worship Him and to praise Him for all He has done as Creator and Savior of the world. Don't you just know that Mary wondered what this child, this Christ child, would bring to the world? Of course, she knew that He was going to be something special. But was she really aware of all the signs and wonders that He would perform while on earth? Was she aware of the miracles that He would perform just by speaking? Did she really know that this perfect little lamb was actually the great I Am?
Mary, did you know that your baby
God for all He, all that He. What honor Him. Show Him our love. My you as gave Him the and all that you are. What has purposed in His for you to do. Whatever you do to serve and honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, make it your very best for Him.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Born king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. To set before the king, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. 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 So when we come, little baby, I have no gift to bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum.
prophecies of old, the city of Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph and the baby, a lowly manger awaiting earth, lonely shepherds in the fields, the sudden glory of the heavenly hosts of angels, a blazing star, gifts of the Magi, Jesus Christ, Creator, giver of eternal life, has come into the world. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. We are made to worship God, to enjoy Him forever, to have a loving relationship with Him, to live a God-centered life, and to share His glory with others. We were not present at the miracle birth of Christ's child, but praise God, we've been given and can experience the joy of the presence of Christ within our hearts and lives.
Oh, yeah.
baby boy born to a virgin and gently laid in a manger in Bethlehem, was sent into the world for a special purpose. He was sent by God to be the Savior of the world. Today, when we return our thoughts to Bethlehem, where the Christ child lay in a lowly manger, we must remember that we're looking upon a child on whose shoulders would rest the sins of the world. We're looking at a Savior, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, we serve a risen Savior. And through all that, as though all that has come to pass, from Genesis to our present day, the story of Jesus resonates within our hearts and minds. We thank God today for his Son, Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger, who lived among men for our example and was crucified and was buried for our transgression. But because of his resurrection, he lives today for us to glorify and worship him forever and ever.
Told much more than they expected.